Let's call the meeting to order at 4:30. Please stand for the pledge. Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I would have had it right after that. I promise. Okay, announce election results. Mr. Gensler.
Okay, so we are required to announce the results. It's just for information only. So there are 3,563 registered voters in Wheatland. There were 1,994 voters that cast a ballot. The turnout is 55.96%. Total votes cast for our election was 4,352 because they can vote for up to three. And so Christina Steinman had 996 at 22% of the vote with the highest number. Taylor Zapata had 726 with 16.68. Second, Regine Waltz, 674, 15.49. Third, and then the rest of them, I'm not going to read all the numbers, but I put it on here so people can see. So the top three are the elected board members and will need to be sworn in.
Oath of office for new and or re-elected board members. Craig.
Okay, so we can either do this all together, the three of you, or you can do it individually. How would you like to do it?
All together works for me.
All together works for me. Okay.
So you have to stand up. The three members.
Just do it from right here.
Yep, just do it from right here. And you have to raise your right hand and then repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Regine Waltz.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. I can do it again. Ready? That I take this obligation freely. Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Purpose of evasion.
Okay. And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties.
Upon which I am about to enter.
Upon which I'm about to enter.
Okay. Welcome to Wheatland School District Board. The three of you will have to sign these tonight before you leave, and then we'll get them back to the county. Welcome, welcome.
Okay, organization of the Wheatland School District Board of Trustees.
Okay, so every December, for those of you new, we do a reorganization of the board, and you have to select a president, a clerk, and then the trustee who represents the Special Education Council that in 13 years has not had a meeting, but we always have to have somebody on there in case they do. And typically, so I can tell you there are some boards, some school boards that keep the same president year after year after year. What we have done here is a rotation. And so typically the clerk becomes the president, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But it's open to nominations at this point, and they do not have to be seconded. The person being nominated would have to accept the nomination. So the first one we're going to do is the election of the president.
Craig, can I just elaborate a little bit on,
sure.
On changing things up every year? It's been, in my experience, it's nice because the president has a lot of duties and has a lot of, you know, different things and works with Craig and that kind of stuff, and so it gives somebody the chance to do that. And like the people who, like the high school, they keep the same person all the time, and it can get kind of routine. And I think changing it up gives everybody a chance to do the hard work, you know, at one point, you know, well, it's all hard work, but to be, you know, the person that runs the meetings and kind of, you know, see. And I think it's been, I think it's a phenomenal thing that we change and we do that, and that we have fresh eyes and fresh person in charge. Not that all of us, you know, aren't working together, but you know what I mean? It just, it's not, okay, well, here comes, it's, I think it's good. So that's just from my experience on the board. And, you know, because I know coming in new, I didn't want anybody to think, oh, this is all set up, because when I came in, I'm like, oh, they already have it planned of who's going where, and I didn't understand how important it was. And over my course, I found it very, very good. So that's just my thing. So with that, I would like to nominate Regine as our president, as she was our clerk last year.
Do you accept the nomination?
I accept.
Any other nominations? Okay, so we'll have to have a vote. All those in favor of Regine being president, please signal by saying yes.
Yes.
Opposed? You're not voting against yourself, right? Motion passed. Okay, so now you can take over from here.
Okay. Now we have the election of the clerk. Can we have a nomination for clerk, please?
I nominate Robin as clerk, as that's where our rotation lies currently.
Robin, do you accept that position?
Yes.
Okay. So we need to have a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Robin is the clerk. Now we need election of trustee representative to the Special Education Council.
I nominate Nikki Crabb as our trustee representative to the Special Education Council.
Nikki, do you accept that position?
Yes.
Okay, can we have all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nikki is the representative for Special Education Council. Okay, next we have to set the time, date, and place of regular meetings.
Okay, so I gave you two options this time. Typically, so every year that I've been here, the board has met here at the district office and the third Thursday of the month. When you meet the third Thursday of the month, it requires that we change at least three of the meetings because of financials have 15th of the month due dates to the county, and oftentimes the third Thursday is after the 15th. So in option one, that's meeting here at the district office, open session to begin at 4:30, and it's the third Thursday. Option two, which I think might be a little better, but it's up to you, is the same time and place, but it's the second Thursday of the month. So with the option one, it requires us to change 5 meetings. Four meetings. And with option two, we only have to change one. So, you know, for the community that does come sometimes, it's nice to have it somewhat regular. But it's up to you all how you want to do it. So we have a meeting in January, February, March, April. And that would be the one on the option two that would change because, I mean, it doesn't have to, but it the Thursday is during spring break. Then May, then there's two in June for the LCAP and the budget, and then there's no meeting in July, and then one in each of the following month. But of course, additional meetings can be scheduled as necessary. And then the 4:30 start time, we go to open session first and then into closed session. Some boards go into closed session first and then into open. We leave that open that we're going to start at 4:30, but if it's a controversial issue or something that we know we're going to have a lot of people that want to be at it, then the board can choose to change the time to 6:00 or something like that. So those are the two options for you, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Are there any questions, comments, concerns, discussion?
We can't see the dates. We can't click it like you guys.
You don't have the dates.
Oh.
There, I put them in your...
Just, the next page?
It's on...
There you go. The very last
there
page.
We go.
Maybe. So the only reason why the one changes in April is because it's like Craig said, it's because it's during spring break.
Okay.
We could still make it the second, you know, Tuesday
yeah,
if we
you
wanted
can.
To, but then you're only switching one month. For everybody out there, it's always the second Tuesday or Thursday. It's always been the third Thursday. But the second Thursday, does anybody have a problem with it
switching? Do we know if any other
meetings meet on the second Thursday?
That's correct.
Like the city council or anything like that?
I don't know about city council.
I think they're Tuesdays, aren't they?
They're Tuesdays.
I think they're Tuesdays.
Yeah.
And the high school?
Wednesdays.
They're Wednesdays.
They met last night.
I'm going Thursday.
Everybody okay with option two and going to the second Thursday?
Yes.
It kind of just makes it more consistent for everybody. We're not changing it up and trying to say, oh, you know, because you kind of get confused too. I mean, I put it in my phone, but it's still confusing later on thinking, oh, it's not the second Thursday, it's the third Thursday. No, it's the third Thursday. What month is this? So, okay? And having it here at 4:30. That's okay with everyone, and we'll, do we need to make a motion?
Yeah, somebody has to make a motion.
Somebody make a motion to accept that, please?
I make a motion that we set the time, date, and place of regular meetings as option two, the second Thursday of each month for the forwarding year.
At 4:30 here.
4:30 at the district office.
Okay. Do I have a second?
A second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Second Thursday it is, starting in January. Now.
Now you do C and then D, you know.
So we're going to need to appoint superintendent as secretary to the Board of Trustees.
So basically what that means is we take the notes and the minutes and get them out to you at the following meeting. So
Craig will still be in charge of getting the agendas and
yeah.
Having a secretary take notes and get it all back out to us. And do we need to vote on that too?
Yeah.
Okay, can I have a motion to accept Craig as the secretary to the board?
I move to appoint Craig as secretary to the Board of Trustees.
Second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Craig will be secretary to the Board of Trustees. Authorize superintendent and designees to sign warrants, contracts, etc. on behalf of the board.
So this is just allowing us to do our normal business of signing checks and whatnot. All of our checks for payroll and warrants are typically, they come out of the county and they're signed by the county superintendent. But contracts, like with HVAC companies and things like that, you're authorizing us to sign those on behalf of the board, which we do every year. But
any questions, comments, concerns? Okay, can I have a motion to authorize superintendent and designees to sign warrants, contracts on behalf of the board?
So moved.
So moved and seconded?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Craig is the authorized designee to sign the warrants. Do we have anything else? Do we ask?
That's it. You can ask for any, if anybody has comments or
anything. Is there any comments, questions, concerns, public announcements? If not, we will adjourn the meeting and go to closed session.
Before you do that, so obviously all of your husbands are here, so why don't you introduce your husband since they're here for your swearing in, so everybody knows who they are. So Taylor?
That is my husband, Zach. Thank you, everybody.
Welcome, Zach.
My husband, Matthew Steinman.
I'm Matt.
Welcome, Matt. And that's my husband, Clyde.
Hi, Clyde.
It's not his first rodeo, but he's here tonight. He's only here because we're going to Bear River afterwards for the show, but thank you anyway.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. If there's nothing else.
I just have one thing. I was talking with Christina since she's doing the food thing for the students during the break. Rich and I, we've kind of been picking up food donations from the different places because we used to do the food closet at the church, and so we're still kind of that. And so we had it in our portable storage area here. And we've always talked about having a food closet here. Mm-hmm. And Rich and I, we were nosing around, and the center portable between Chuck and there, where we put the e-waste, there's like a wall that we could put shelving down and use just part of that that's open. And Christina and I were talking that it would be nice that we have so much food that, and we keep getting, you know, the high school, we haven't got the high school food yet, and that stuff, that they go out and they do the boxes, but if, you know, during the year that families needed that, that we would have that capability. And we've talked about it, and so I just kind of would like, you know, maybe in the new year to kind of look at that and, you know, kind of maybe, you know, get our resources and, you know, put things in there. We have people who've wanted to donate meat. Maybe eventually somebody would donate a freezer and we could, you know, I mean, even have, you know, that stuff, but, you know.
Yeah, and I think we went further when we talked about it before, Nikki, about having clothing available, blankets, mm-hmm. pillows, things that people want to donate, and we could have it in there, and just mm-hmm. people can come over any day and mm-hmm. go shopping for free.
Yeah. You know?
So I think it's a great idea, and it's just a matter of putting some muscle behind the idea and then getting it going. So, and since Rich works here, we'll have his muscle start building some shelves.
Absolutely.
I like it.
So I just, you know, I think it would be, it was a huge loss when we lost the Wheatland Baptist food closet. Mm-hmm. A lot of people used it, and I wish I could go steal those shelves. But anyway, it was nice because we had it all set up. People could come in and actually pick what they wanted instead of, you know, you going, okay, here's some tuna, here's whatever. They just came in, and they were very gracious, and they weren't greedy and that stuff. And so I just think sometimes there's hard times that might not be during the breaks. And, you know, if we can help somebody out, I think that would be great. And,
I agree.
You know, we're kind of the, whatever the word is, the center, yeah, that of the community. And I just think it's another way that we could, you know, reach out to the community to help, especially our students, you know, and their families. So,
yep.
So good I just idea. Wanted to mention that. So,
we can make that happen.
FRC, as far as, I know I donate clothes to the FRC every year.
Yeah. I think there's two things. There's clothing that we donate to the FRC for the kids,
mm-hmm.
right? And then there's clothing that, you know, I see people posting all the time. Somebody have these sizes, I'm, mm-hmm. you know, and so if we had it hanging there by size, they could come in and, you know, somebody's donated it. And, you know, we don't want to get in the business of taking a bunch of holy stuff and all that, but if somebody's willing to donate stuff, you know, then we could just hang it in there and then they can come pick it up. And
my cousin-in-law, I guess, his cousin does a closet in Yuba City for moms that are, like, going for job interviews and all that
yeah.
stuff. And she had a storage unit donated because it was a tax write-off for them. So anybody that wants to go shopping, they just go to her storage unit. And she's got all the sizes, and she only takes the good stuff, you know, so she's not just storing everything.
Right.
But it's for women and moms, so if you guys, you know, that's already there.
Yeah.
Not one to keep.
Well, you know.
But
at the end of the year, too, we have all this kids' clothing.
I was going to say that. We have all the stuff in the loft around.
You know, $100 jackets that kids never claim. If you put them in there and then you have a kid who needs a yeah. jacket, it's perfect.
Exactly.
So, yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
We'll start with one portable and then maybe get bigger if we need to.
We have a few portables to spare.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Food for thought. Next year's agenda.
Perfect.
Anything else? Okay. Closed session it is.